With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. As National Guard troops stand watch protecting federal property in Los Angeles, President Trump says he's prepared to dispatch active duty Marines, if need be, to restore peace to the riot-scarred streets of L.A.
I mean, if we see danger to our country and to our citizens, we'll be very, very strong in terms of law and order. It's about law and order.
Weekend riots in Los Angeles came after ICE agents enforcing federal immigration law conducted a series of raids targeting criminal illegal aliens. Police and guardsmen were pelted with rocks, bottles, and other objects. Cars went up in flames amid a looting spree as foreign flags were unfurled among the rioters.
The Department of Homeland Security releases the names and photos of some of the illegal immigrants who were detained in Los Angeles during the raids over the weekend. Homeland Security posted on X, quote, "America's brave ICE officers are removing the worst of the worst from L.A. streets," end quote. The post went on to say that L.A.'s leaders are working against ICE. The identified illegal immigrants were from Peru, Indonesia, Honduras, Mexico, Vietnam, and the Philippines. Tayshia Stevens reporting.
California Governor Gavin Newsom is urging President Trump to withdraw the National Guard, arguing its deployment violates state sovereignty and inflame tension. Quoting a White House spokesman, "It's a bald-faced lie for Newsom to claim there was no problem in Los Angeles before President Trump got involved." Russia has launched 479 drones at Ukraine in the war's biggest overnight drone bombardment. That, according to the Ukrainian Air Force, along with drones, 20 missiles of various types were fired at different parts of Ukraine. On Wall Street, the Dow futures are up 43 points. NASDAQ futures ahead 7. This is SRN News. Hopes for peace in the Middle East are dimming.
It's not surprising, given the massive attack by Hamas in 2023 and the ongoing struggle that it spawned in Gaza. According to a new poll from the Pew Research Center, only 16% of Jews in Israel believe there's any hope their country can live in peace with a Palestinian state right next door. And only 40% of Israeli Arabs think it's possible. Those percentages are the lowest in more than a decade of polling. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A conservation team using a mix of art and science as they labor to restore famous murals at St. Nicholas Croatian Catholic Church near Pittsburgh. The walls and ceiling of the church are covered with an acclaimed set of paintings by the late artist Maxo Venka, rendered in 1937 and 1941. They mix religious imagery with dramatic depictions of war, immigrant life, and other social issues of the day. The Society to Preserve Murals of Maxo Venka has been working for the past 15 years to conserve the images. SRN News. There's blowback from President Trump's travel ban, in effect as of today.
The president of the African country of Chad, Mohamed Idriss Deby, says his country is suspending the issuing of visas to U.S. citizens. It's in response to President Donald Trump's decision to ban citizens of Chad from visiting the United States. Deby says in a Facebook post that he's directing his government to suspend visas to U.S. citizens in accordance with the principles of reciprocity. President Trump announced last week a ban on 12 countries, including Chad, Eritrea, Haiti, Iran, Libya, and Yemen. And there will also be heightened restrictions on visitors from 7 other nations. The new U.S. travel policy takes effect at 12:01 Eastern Time Monday. I'm Donna Water.
High-level delegations from the United States and China meeting in London for trade talks. Meeting comes after a phone call between President Trump and Chinese leader Xi last week. More details, SRNnews.com.